This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As America comes apart at the seams because of all this violence in Charlottesville and reaction to it for the last couple of days, we go to Lori Lewis in Washington, D.C. And Lori, first of all, hello. What a way to kick off this week. There's been a lot of conversation, obviously, about the violence and a lot of it surrounding the President Donald Trump. You had Republicans and Democrats bashing Trump all over Twitter for reinforcing earlier comments that blame both sides for what happened in that violent situation that killed one woman and injured 19 when the guy plowed his car into the protesters. So tell us more about that.
So, yeah, like you said, there has been near universal backlash to this. This was Trump today. And beyond, you know, actually continuing that rhetoric of this both sides that he's had, he also this time tried to explain why he didn't voice opposition to Nazis, KKK, white supremacists directly in his first comments. And he said that's because he wanted to wait for the facts. And I think that this is a really important point to look at because, Kate, if you think about when Donald Trump has waited for the facts, you know, how many times has that actually happened in the past?
Right, exactly. So saying that, it's interesting because then also what became part of the story is what about Bannon's future? And the president actually kind of dodged around questions about his future in the White House. And of course, this has been discussed before, but now there is heavy push to find out whether or not he's going to be dumped. What are they saying in D.C.?
That's really not clear what's going to happen to Bannon. I can't say. I've seen mixed reporting on it, and I don't have a source inside of it. But I'd say it seems fairly mixed. I know Donald Trump made these comments today, right, where he said he likes Bannon, he's a friend of mine, but that Bannon came on late, and that we all know that, which is a comment he's made before, that Bannon got on the bandwagon very late. So, you know, that implies that Trump might not feel the loyalty maybe to Bannon, that people might assume that he does, but what his actual future looks like, I personally am not sure.
And then this other thing that came out today, because of course healthcare is always something that's being tossed around, but the CBO saying flat out premiums would spike 20% if Trump cut off Obamacare funds. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right, and that's another report from the CBO talking about, you know, detrimental consequences to some of these healthcare proposals that we've seen. It doesn't. Who knows which direction it's going to take at this point?
Yeah. What else is happening in D.C.? What else is buzzing? Is there anything light that's ever going on there?
Anything light that's ever going on here? Gosh, you know, my roommate and I were just talking about that. We were talking about how in D.C. it seems like you're always following the minutiae, everything. So when the minutiae's out of whack, you know, it really feels like you're being hit all day. It's weird. One thing that's happening is that things with Guam seem to be cooling down. Excuse me, not Guam. Things with North Korea seem to be cooling down. If you remember, it was just about 16 hours ago, North Korea, right, had this state media report that they said, actually, you know, that plan that we had to fire 4 missiles toward Guam in the waters around it, raining fire down. We saw that report. We saw those military plans, but we're going to hold off on them for now. And that was like, that's really significant because, as you know, it's been like increasingly back and forth. Like, you hit me, I hit you verbally. So that's a good sign.
I would agree. Absolutely. There, all of a sudden, you're right. There is an all of a sudden the discussion about, again, this is opinion based because I'm a talk show host, the lunatic in North Korea and what's going to happen and what's going to happen with the missiles. You're right. We'll continue that, I'm certain. But you know what was a sad story that came out is that the Lincoln Memorial was vandalized on Tuesday morning, that there was red paint and all kinds of foul language on it. That's a shame.
Yeah, The red paint said F-word law on one of the pillars. No, some stuff like that. But, you know, I know this is nasty, but we've seen this once here in D.C. Maybe it's because the monuments are well guarded. Maybe it's because this isn't something that is necessarily going to be a norm. You know, I guess I'm holding out hope that maybe this isn't, you know, the start of something worse. But we haven't seen any other vandalism in D.C.
Yeah, thank goodness. Hey, one last one. This is important. You know, you talk about your roommate. Are you going to have a solar eclipse party? Although you're not going to, you're not in the
solar eclipse party.
Yeah, you're not in the area though for that. It's happening on the 21st.
It's happening on the 21st. Thank you so much for telling me. Because you know what, I know that this has been a thing, but I sometimes am very bad at getting through my to-do list, and this is near the bottom of it, of figuring out what exactly is going on with the solar eclipse. So I have not put in the time to figuring out what's going on, although I've heard chatter about it.
I love that. All politics all
plans?
The time. No, I have no plans because here's the thing. I'm not in the path for the 21st. Like if we were in Charleston or where a lot of our listeners are in Portland, Oregon, if you were in Oregon or you were in parts of Missouri, it'd be perfect because it would come right over you the way it swoops in. But I'm not in a viewing area. I'd have to go someplace to go view it. I'd have to pay for one of these rooftop bar $50 entry fees to be able to see the eclipse the way I'd want to see it. So sure, I'll look up in the sky, but I'm not going to see what everybody else is going to see that's in the past.
Okay.
And you won't either, by the way, because you're in Washington. So yes, you can see it on TV. Yeah. That's what'll happen.
Okay. Maybe I'll make an effort to go somewhere outside somewhere if that's going to be a thing. Probably won't try to go to a bar, but I also don't have a car. So I'm at the will of whatever my friends decide to do often.
There you go. I love that.
Yeah.
No car payment, no insurance payment for the car. You are
transportation.
Yes. You are a smart woman, Lori.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're smart. Bye-bye. That's funny. Public transportation. I totally get that, what she's saying, because when I started my career, I was in Philadelphia, so I didn't have a car either in the beginning because you took the speed line in from New Jersey and you were right there. It would have been a hassle. Actually, it would have been a hassle to have a car. You would have to pay, I don't know, whatever the crazy fees were to park the car, and also the whole driving thing, so it made sense. So that's the thing about the Northeast. In some areas, you really can go and should go without a car. Different for most of us, probably a lot of you listening to America Tonight, because you have to have a car. You don't have the great public transportation, or you have kind of what I call spotty public transportation, so you can't rely on it. And if you have to get back and forth to a job or take someone somewhere, that's just not going to work. There's no way. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to let you hear. That's pretty much been what part of the conversation was today, is what was Trump's reaction now again to what's going on in Charlottesville. And I mean, I'll say this, there is absolutely no place for this in our society. It's despicable. It's disgusting. I can think of other adjectives that I can't use on these airwaves. I mean, the humanity, give me a break. It's awful. I mean, it's time for all of that nonsense to go away. There's no place for hate, for differing opinions. Absolutely. To have those kind of conversations, different ideologies, of course. I say that all the time about America Tonight. I welcome anyone who's left of left to join the conversation. Absolutely. Or someone who feels like they don't even want to label themselves. They can easily step up and be a part of this show. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, right of right or somewhere in the middle. 855-266-6283. Donald Trump next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
All right, that's Donald Trump, the president of the United States, of course, reacting to what's happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I've said this a couple of different times. For me, I've spent some time there, and it's so sad, first of all, to see what's happened there. But you've got Republicans and Democrats that are both unhappy with his reaction. Let me give you some reaction from the Republicans and the Democrats. So Paul Ryan says, we must be clear, white supremacy is repulsive. The bigotry is counter to all this country stands for. I agree, Paul Ryan. We don't agree on a lot, Mr. Speaker of the House, because I think he can be, frankly, a mouse. But I agree with him on that. There can be no moral ambiguity. There shouldn't be any. He's right. Then from Chuck Schumer, he says, great and good American presidents seek to unite, not divide. Donald Trump's remarks clearly show he's not one of them. By saying he's not taking sides, Trump clearly is. When David Duke and white supremacists cheer, you're doing it very, very wrong. And Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from Florida, said this. He said, Mr. President, you can't allow white supremacists to share only part of the blame. They support ideas which cost nation and world and the world so much pain. So the organizers, this is another tweet he said, of the events which inspired and led to the Charlottesville terrorist attack are 100% to blame for a number of reasons. The white supremacy groups will see being assigned only 50% of the blame as a win. We cannot allow this old evil to be resurrected. I agree with that. There is absolutely no place for that hatred. There just isn't. Let's fast forward to where we are in our lives and where we weren't in our lives 4 or 5 decades ago, as the rest of the world laughs in our faces and thinks we're complete idiots and supremacists, white supremacists. It's just, there's just no room for this hate. We're human beings. And again, you can have differences of opinions. Absolutely. And I applaud anyone who wants to stand up for what they believe and be part of any kind of a peaceful demonstration. No doubt about it. That's the greatness of living in America, that we can voice our opinions, even when they're radically different, let's say, from somebody else's. But not in this scenario of what's happened in Charlottesville. So you don't want to embolden those who hate. You don't want to throw out what would be considered a stamp of approval. It's not acceptable. You don't want to stir that pot. You don't want to stir that pot. So in the end, what's the analysis of the conversation with the media? Combative, maybe one of the most crazy, memorable news conferences in a very, very long time. It was supposed to really kind of just be a routine event, and it turned into, you know, anything but that at Trump Tower. And really, it was a news conference to talk about the infrastructure plan. But of course, it went off course because of what's happened with the protests and the protests everywhere else in the United States. And, you know, Trump blasted what he called the alt-right and protests that he had already condemned neo-Nazis and parroted far-right talking points on the Confederacy. And I think then, and he had sent something out about that. I think the thing is, what it just needed to be for all intents and purposes, it needed to be very definitive. You know, let's put it that way. It should have been. And there were other tweets. There were other tweets that had a different spin or take or whatever you want to call it on what has happened. And one of the things that Mark Levin said, I was listening to Mark Levin the last day or two, is he said that leftists wouldn't be satisfied with merely taking down Confederate monuments. They'll also go after the founding fathers. And he played a clip from earlier in the day where the president made that argument. And he did say that. And he said, did they ever shout down Barack Obama? This is about the president and the American people, not about the media. Phony figures, leftists dressed up as journalists. If you don't agree with Trump, then say I'm a liberal Democrat pretending to be a reporter and I disagree. That's one of the things that Mark Levin said today. He said, are the reporters going to listen to what the president says? Why are they in a debate with the president? Why are they shouting over him? Now, I do agree with that. The screaming and shouting over him, blocking the conversation, and especially in the case of Donald Trump, that does nothing to have a conversation with him and to get more questions out there and asked. He's right. There's no doubt about that. Once it becomes a free-for-all, kind of like when you're screaming at the plane, which I get that, you cover a president, and this happens with any president, and over the helicopters, you know, Marine One on landing on the White House lawn and walking, making the walk to it, etc., screaming out questions, okay. But it's not the same if it's just a press situation. Probably would have been better not to poke the press. See what he said. See what he would have said. I would say that would be the one thing. I mean, listen, I think you have to condemn what happened. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing in a different sense, and it should be dead in this country. It really should be. But it's hateful. I mean, this hateful violence that took place by this alleged neo-Nazi, James Alex Fields Jr., which resulted in the death of a 30-something-year-old woman, Heather Heyer, is outrageous and injuring all those other people. I mean, yes, absolutely. Trying to posture and figuring out and put it in into perspective has now gone, you know, absolutely, everything's gone haywire. And the tearing down of the monuments, it goes back to that, initially ignited this flame. And it goes back to the question of monuments and symbols and what they mean. And if it is a part of history, where do you decide this has no place in our history? So we're pulling it out, we're pulling it down. And that's what led to the demonstrations, of course, as we know, in the first place. But who would know that how monumental that this would become? And speaking of that, you know, I like these polls because it's always intriguing to me to see what they come up with. And Monmouth had a poll that said more than in the end came up with this, that more than half of the U.S. has its mind made up on Trump. In their survey, they found that more than half of the country say they cannot see President Donald Trump doing anything that would change their mind about him. 41% of the American public support Trump, 49% disapprove of him, 61% of those who approve of him say they can't see him doing anything that would make them disapprove, 57% of those who disapprove of him say the only way they would change their mind about Trump is if he would resign. These are things that political people pay close attention to around a president, Gallup tracking and polls of polls, because they try to get a sense of what the American people are thinking about. But does it really mean anything now? I mean, if you look at the blue states I think stay blue. The red states, are they going to change? We're going to see some flip-flopping go on. What about the swing states? So if you look at the key states and you think of 2020 and you look at what's happening now today, do you see any kind of a flip happening? And who would be the Democrat that would run against this president that would win? That's the kind of stuff that keeps people up at night. Stay with us. I don't know where I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
I think if we continue to create jobs, over a million, substantially more than a million, and you see just the other day the car companies coming in with Fox, you know, Fox. I think if we continue to create jobs at levels that I'm creating jobs, I think that's going to have a tremendous impact, positive impact on race relations.
Well, let's hope so, because whatever can happen that can turn that around would be tremendous. And I'll tell you, I just gave you one poll, and I just looked at another poll that says 1 in 4 would follow the president to the end. And I'll tell you, it's if we looked at that press conference, the breakdown is how much did the networks, which, by the way, are becoming somewhat irrelevant because they don't get the numbers with all of the cable push and with younger people getting news in different ways. But the networks, I was looking at newsbusters, and I've had some of the newsbusters on the show in the past because, of course, in this show we try to give you everything that we can, lifting up the mat and letting it all fall out. So if you looked at the 3 networks, and I double-checked on this, and they're right, ABC, CBS, and NBC, what they pretty much emphasized was the president's fiery tirade when he went back and forth with the press. That led all the evening newscasts, not a surprise that they would do that, because this is what everybody's talking about, you know, Charlottesville. But I love their breakdown, and I also checked on that, like ABC's World News had about 18 minutes plus of total news time. 59% of it was talking about Trump and what he said. Then they spent like 7 minutes on other news stories and another news. So, by the way, the vice president called out the media for criticizing Trump and said, you know, what he said pretty much echoed what some others have said in the administration. He was on a trip to Central America on Sunday, and he was with Peter Alexander, and he said, "I'll tell you that I take issue with the fact that many in the media are spending more time criticizing how the president addressed the issue in Charlottesville, and an awful lot of time focusing on what he said and criticisms of what he said instead of criticizing those who brought the hatred and violence to the streets of Charlottesville, Virginia." And judging by the breakdown in the newscast after the Trump Tower press conference, well, he's right on that. You know, to be very, very fair, and this is a talk show, I don't have to be objective, let's say. I don't have to be a news reporter, but he's right when he says that, right? The thing is what are you saying about neo-Nazis? What are you saying about the KKK? And that's on point. On point is just, you know, just hammer that. Hammer that, because it's outrageous what happened. Look, you're listening to me now. Maybe you're in Oregon. Maybe you're listening to me in Louisville. You know what I'm saying. Call it what it is. Definitely. Call it out. Now, where do we go from here? I don't know. I think the week is going to be filled with still more of what happened at this news conference, race debates, the bigotry on display in Charlottesville, and lost in all of this, I also think, is the whole victims and what's happening with the victims of this. And we never seem to focus on that. It always seems to be about everything but the victims, you know? I mean, listen, there's hate all over the place. You see it, you know. Listen, that's, we talk about this all the time. But now if we see more monuments, more of these protests, I wonder what that's going to look like. Because there's now pressure to remove some of the Confederate faces off of Stone Mountain. And if you're familiar with Stone Mountain, that's been there for a very, very long time. Stacey Abrams, a Democratic gubernatorial candidate, has called for the removal of the giant carving that depicts three Confederate war leaders on the face of that mountain, saying it remains a blight on the state and has to be removed. We have to celebrate those who defended slavery and tried to destroy the Union. And she said that in a series of tweets, saying removing the faces of Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson would take a monster of a sandblaster and would require a change in state law. The Georgia Code has a mandate for the memorial, saying it should be preserved and protected for all time as a tribute to the bravery and heroism of the citizens of the state who suffered and died in their cause. Now, removal of Confederate symbols, you know, that's nothing new, conversations about that. But I've seen that Stone Mountain deal. And, you know, one thing that has already happened is Governor Nathan Deal struck the Confederate Memorial Day from the state's official holiday calendar, removed the statue of a segregationist leader from the state grounds. That's one thing. There were state license plates that had the rebel emblem, they were altered slightly. So some of that has already happened. But the idea of the Stone Mountain removal is something completely different. And as someone who's seen it, just if you were just to look at the carving on it, so how do you debate that? How do you say, okay, so this is part of Georgia's history. We are in a different place in America now, but if do you just completely evaporate that, and do you say you can't celebrate people who defended slavery and tried to destroy the Union? You need to remove traces of it. You know, it's like in some history books in the South where they call it the War of Northern Aggression. Well, then you know, there's a tug of war over that too. It's a state monument. I think anybody who tries to do anything to it, at least right now, will definitely fear the wrath because they're protecting it since they think it's a target. I mean, I don't know. If you remove all things that remind us of the horrible past, you know about the thing about history is doomed to repeat itself. Can't you leave some things alone? Markers to grave sites, horrible things that happened, just reminders of what could happen. When we go to other places in the world, there are certainly reminders of that. I think at that kind of a historic depiction, it should have to be protected. It's a reminder, again, of what was in the past. So that also becomes a little bit of this conversation that I don't think Charlottesville, we've gone beyond that because of the sick, twisted moron that did what he did. But it's if we went through and picked apart all our monuments, then again, we'd have to go to ideology, one ideology, another ideology of the past, and it's part of history. So how much do you remove that part of history? And there is a serious debate about it, which is way going down the rabbit hole and definitely far away from all the Charlottesville violence that is just absolutely, despicable. John McCain, the longtime senator from Arizona who's battling brain cancer, says, you know, the president needs to state the difference between racists and those who fight hate, that there isn't any kind of a moral equivalency between racists and Americans standing up to defy hate and bigotry. So that impromptu press conference at Trump Tower is where the doubling down on the initial statement regarding the violence happened and then led to all that massive coverage and the shouting of questions, etc., when he was right there before the mics. And, you know, white supremacists certainly aren't patriotic. Come on. They're not patriotic. And attacks, any kind of attacks that they make, are despicable, repugnant, you know, pick an adjective. I'm out of my adjective book I had to put away because there's no way to completely, adequately nail this, put this into words. It's intolerable. It should not be tolerated. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, think about it. It's we condemn ISIS, right? The Islamic persecution of Jews, of Christians, of others. We've seen how eloquently our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has done that. I'd say it's the same deal when we look among our own here in the United States. Coming up... yeah, we're going to go in a different direction. It's about the numbers we can count. On the flip side, here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here on America Tonight. It's about the numbers. I say if you look around, yeah, there's numbers pretty much in everything, isn't there? Sometimes they're sad numbers. Sometimes they are really, really great numbers. How about this? Costco. Ever take a spin around Costco? Are you a Costco member? Maybe you are. Tiffany has beaten Costco to the tune of, they say, $19.4 million in a trademark infringement battle over alleged knockoff rings that pitted the luxury house, because that's the blue box, people, against a membership warehouse. Costco has to pay the damages for its years-long practice of selling rings with signs that said Tiffany without any modifiers to indicate that the items weren't made by them. So apparently they thought it was false advertising. So Costco has to pay $11.1 million. That's three times the estimated profit that the Washington based company made on the sales of the rings. So Costco has to pay money in legal damages and they issued a permanent injunction that bars the company from using the Tiffany name without clarifying modifiers. Whew. Probably someone thought that was clever, didn't think it was a big deal, and then it became a big deal. Tiffany said it was a big victory for them, saying it validated the strength of the company's trademark. And they sent a warning to competitors that infringe on it with false advertising or signs, beware. You know, the legal battle focused on a few thousand rings. They say that the deal was, the reason they contended the case was to protect their corporate identity. That it's much more than a name. It stands for responsible sourcing, exacting standards, and exceptional craftsmanship. So I think they, like I said, I think somebody thought it was probably clever. And boy, talk about backfiring. That is a huge win for them and a huge blow, at least money-wise, is going to affect them for Costco. For sure. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this with the numbers? The Scientology Church is responding to claims from Leah Remini of Scientology in the Aftermath. The season 2 premiere of that, where Remini made claims that the church denies, including the organizational places blame on victims of rape and discourage therapies that are not Scientology-based. They responded to those allegations. They say nothing about the A&E docuseries is honest. The singular goal of the program is to make money and boost ratings, duh, by spreading salacious lies to promote A&E's ugly brand of religious intolerance, bigotry, and hatred. So to date, the church has been subjected to more than 500 threats, including death threats, acts of vandalism, bullying, they say, all that other kind of stuff. Wow, crazy. Personally, I've seen bits and pieces of the series, and I think it's good. Seems pretty straightforward to me. Any show is going to try to make money, but I think there's something there. Sorry, so I completely agree. How about this? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, in a sense. Ken Griffey Jr.'s son is not playing baseball, but he signed a deal with the Dolphins. He signed a contract with the Miami Dolphins. Apparently, he has some speed and is somebody that could end up being a big contributor. You never know. To the Dolphins, this is training season, you know, they're in training camps, so hard to know what that contribution will be until he's actually, you know, until he's actually out there and he's playing. But he's got the right kind of stuff, and you know, he, if you look at his stats, he had 79 catches for over 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns in 4 seasons at Arizona. So he was a center fielder in baseball. He was drafted in the 24th round of the 2016 draft by the Mariners, but he decided to stay with football. The Colts signed Griffey after the April draft, but he was waived injured in June. But you got 5 Dolphin receivers, none of them starters, though, that have been slowed by injuries during training camp. So, he gets a crack at it. Could be the opening that he needs. I heard he's a really, really great kid, too. So, good for him. How about this, as we kind of traverse in a different direction? I was looking at this today, since it was last year when I had my incident with the computers down and had to deal with what happened with Southwest Airlines when the computer system went down and had to get in the car and drive to Arizona, and it was crazy. Southwest Airlines computer glitch now denies a perk to elite frequent flyers. That's what's happened, and they're fuming because of this glitch. Boarding position is everything on Southwest, which is true, because they it's great. There's a lot of things that are good about Southwest, but if you are boarded way in the back, who knows if you even get your luggage in there. It might go under the plane. Elite flyers who fly at least 50 one-way flights a year for the top, you know, they get the A-list preferred status, and that means that they're automatically checked in for their flights ahead of other passengers. And the most frequent flyers are all the guaranteed an A boarding pass, so they get the A boarding pass. But when they go back to the C group, it's a whole different ball game, and that infuriated people who are normally in the front of the boat. So we saw on Twitter at least 10 different people, there's your number, immediately go to Twitter to release their aggravations with the situation with the booking. Wait a second. Aren't I supposed to be in the A group? How did I get into the C group? I don't understand. Please, please help me. Yeah, so that's bad, though. A computer glitch happens, and what are you going to do? They're stuck. They're scrambling. The people that are stuck are the people that are getting screamed at, that are trying to accommodate all of the, you know, all the people that are trying to get on the plane that should have that status, who are furious and who are saying, listen, this isn't right. How about this? Smartphones now have a way that you can pay your friend. You go out, they buy the drinks, you say, let me split it, but I don't have the cash with me. Split the restaurant bill, or split a gift, or settle a bet, or anything. There's ways to do that now with apps. I love that. The use of them are up. The research firm eMarketer projected more than 1 million people will use the services by 2019, up from 31.4 million in 2015. The value of transactions processed through mobile payment apps are going to surge from more than $46 billion in 2015, they say, to more than $187 billion in 2 years. I agree with that. I think it's just easy to do. And if people feel comfortable with it and get used to it, then it's an easy way to square up. And then you don't have to worry about it. Boom, it's just in there. It's like Google has a thing called Google Wallet. I know a lot of people use that. There's also a thing called Square Cash. There's also PayPal. You can do it PayPal way. Venmo is another way to do it. And they're one of the first people to do it. And that was popular when it came out. I think PayPal is really trying to push hard to make that the preferred use for a lot of people, because it's so easy. Just hit a few buttons, boom, and you're in like that. Give me your money. Just pull out your smartphone. There you go. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.